Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It was written about Jimmy Wynn today, and there are a lot of people in Houston that remember him. Obviously, he played in the 60s and 70s. There are a lot of people in Houston that remember him just specifically for the work he did in the community and how he committed himself to others more than they even are aware of him being a baseball player.
The other sad bit of news tied to Houston as well. I didn't know that Curly Neal lived in Houston, Texas. Curly Neal, the very, very famous former Harlem Globetrotter, died Wednesday at his home in Houston, Texas. Longtime fans of the Globetrotters probably remember Curly Neal the most for his bald head and his dribbling exploits. I always remember Curly Neal, it's dribbling around the basketball court and sliding like a baseball slide while still dribbling a basketball. He was 77 years old, played in more than 6,000 games across 97 countries. Seth, the Globetrotters aren't as big a deal now as they were back in the 70s and 80s, when you and I were kids. The Globetrotters, kids nowadays don't really, the Globetrotrotters were a big deal.
Oh, they were
huge. 70s and 80s. To go to your local arena and watch the Harlem Globetrotters was a big deal.
Especially and because they would make appearances on sitcoms and everything. Like, I think the Globetrotters were on The Love Boat once. Those guys were all over the place. And Curly Neal was
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Were they on Gilligan's Island?
Yes.
What did they do?
Gilligan's Island.
They showed up?
I don't
up?
Remember the episode. They were on Gilligan's Island. I don't know if it was like a dream sequence or something.
Yeah.
But they were on the show, Gilligan's Island, yeah.
Hey, you know the thing about the Globetrotters is a lot of times with something like that, you'd think like, oh, this is encouraging kids to play street ball or something instead of disciplined basketball. I feel like the Globetrotters glamorized ball handling in a way, and Curly Neal especially. I feel like they were actually, even for stodgy old-timers and purists who might not like the circus element to it, you'd have to say like, oh, wow, you're watching Curly Neal as a kid, and you would go home. Remember, Sean, you would go and watch the Globetrotters, and then you would go home and try to do all these crazy things while dribbling the basketball. It was it was really cool. It was inspiring as a young athlete to watch those guys.
Here's how brainwashed the Globetrotters had me when I was really young, Seth, like in the mid-70s, late-70s, when they'd be on Wide World of Sports and they'd be doing their thing and they'd be doing their act and they would just be destroying the Washington Generals. When I was a kid, I used to basically think that the NBA essentially banned the Globetrotters because they were just too good. They would beat everybody. They were just so awesome. I remember coming to the realization that wasn't the case. I'm like, oh, wait a second. I mean, they're fun, but they're really, they're not as good as Dr. J. Dr. J is really good. He's really good.
Didn't the Generals win sometimes, though, too, right?
Like 2% of the time, yeah.
Is that all? Yes. So every now and then they win. I wonder if that's arranged beforehand or if it's just kind of how the cookie crumbles in that game.
Yeah. Moving on with headlines, Antonio Brown. There had been mention of Antonio Brown shortly after the signing of Tom Brady in Tampa Bay as a possibility. There are not many people left in society who are fans of Antonio Brown. Tom Brady seems to be one of them, though. But Bruce Arians put an end to that on Thursday, ending any speculation that his team will be signing AB, even with Tom Brady as his starting quarterback. Arians was on the Tiki and Tierney show on the CBS Sports Radio Network on Thursday, and he was asked about Brown coming to Tampa Bay, and Arians said, quote, yeah, it's not going to happen. There's no room and probably not enough money, and it's not going to happen. Not a fit here, he said, Seth. So where are you now, Seth, as someone who thought that Antonio Brown might find his way back into the league in 2019? Is he done now? Is it official?
I'm not optimistic about it, Sean. I think that The fact that, okay, Tom Brady seemed to be one person who was at least championing him. I think the problem now is that he's so far beyond, like, actually listening to or taking direction from anybody in charge. And it started with Mike Mayock, you know, like the extreme disrespect that he showed Mike Mayock, a guy that doesn't, and it does it seem like Mike Mayock is a guy that's easy to disrespect? Like, I feel like he just kind of commands respect because he's not a jerk. He's just like an analytical nerdy type.
Right.
And then the fact that when the Saints brought him in, you know, one of the only teams that wanted to actually work him out specifically said, hey, don't bring a whole entourage with you. He showed up with a film crew, you know, like he just, so I don't, even if you're a team that has no issues or qualms with any of the allegations against him, even if you thought you could work with that, just strictly within a football framework, I don't know if you can work with him. I don't know if, like, the same way it was in Pittsburgh at the end of the season, I don't know if you can depend on him showing up on Sunday. So yeah, this might be it for him.
Yeah. And sometimes it just reaches a point where you're out of the game for so long, you just, you know, teams aren't going to look at you as someone who's going to be able to help quickly or long-term either. Last one, last headline. Seth, yesterday, Golden State Warriors star guard Steph Curry interviewed Dr. Anthony Fauci, who we see in a lot of these. He's up on my TV screen right now here in my home studio, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Curry interviewed him about the coronavirus pandemic and the possibility of being able to hold large gatherings, including sporting events in the future. Pretty cool. It was a Q&A, lasted nearly 30 minutes, averaged close to 50,000 viewers, including former President Barack Obama on Instagram Live. And my big takeaway from this, I don't know that we learned anything in it that we didn't already know from some of these press conferences, but Steph Curry making good use of his time, his audition for possibly being an in-depth interviewer someday. Nice
oh
job,
yeah,
Steph Curry.
You said you did watch it?
I did not watch it. No.
Oh, okay.
No,
it's
no.
Tough.
Obama did. I didn't.
Yeah, interviewing is a hard. It's hard to do, especially just jumping into a realm like that. So good for Steph Curry. I don't know how much we want to get into the whole Fauci Trump thing right now. That's a whole nother. Yeah, we're not that show. We want. There's some people that are like, oh, I heard from Fauci. Where? On a podcast from a basketball player.
Right.
Like, oh.
It is fun. The facial expressions are very, very funny. I'll just leave it. I'll leave it at that. But good for you, Steph Curry. All right. That's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.